up like $1 billion in the morning.
Damn. Nikki and DeMello.
Nikki and DeMello.
Nikki and DeMello when you wake up.
Coast FM.
So Vermont State University officials said a Harvard course that I'm sure you'd be familiar with, Nikki, on the music of Taylor Swift inspired them to create a class of their own based around a different sort of musician, although one who is equally unique. This one is about the music of Weird Al Yankovic.
Wow, yeah, definitely unique.
The class is titled Weird Al and His Polkas, which the school said humorously echoes the title of Harvard University's Taylor and Her World, which I suppose it kind of does. Yeah. And they say, you know, a uni education is overpriced and pointless sometimes. You know, I cannot understand why.
No.
I mean, imagine the doors that degree would open. I mean, possibly mostly Centrelink. I'm not sure.
Anyway. Is that a car door? But you probably still wouldn't have yourself a car, would you?
Maybe a music shop. You could maybe have a career in music.
A very specific music shop.
Yeah.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Well, yeah. I mean, big weekend for firefighters, though, obviously. It's been, I mean, it kind of, that whole situation started on late Saturday. Saturday afternoon, anyway. So that's been, it's been a few.
In Waroona, obviously, the one up in the hills was kind of flowed into this as well. So it's very strange. I don't remember the end of March being bushfire season.
No, it's extending for sure. And I guess it's just so dry.
Yeah.
It has been a hot summer. So, you know, even without a great deal of wind and high temperatures.
And, like, cool overnight now.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you know, it's like getting towards 10 degrees.
This shouldn't be that time.
It's crazy.
So we'll keep you posted as things go, but hopefully, I mean, there'll be some pretty worn out firefighters up that way, so
yeah.
Princess of Wales is the other big thing that kind of, since we last spoke. I mean,
bet everyone felt awful.
Quite likely. But, I mean, I'm guessing that was the big announcement. The palace was on the verge of, you know, of waiting to announce. Yeah, I mean, I hope she's okay.
Yeah.
They didn't, as they haven't with the king, they haven't talked about the type of cancer.
No.
You know, to get an idea of what's ahead, I suppose. But, yeah, I mean.
Yeah, just abdominal is all they've really mentioned, haven't they?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I mean, they've played it down, saying that she's, you know, it's just preventative and whatnot. But you never know, do you? Hopefully they.
Well, no.
Hopefully she really is okay. Yeah, we'll have to wait and see, I suppose.
And I guess everyone now can just back off a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Leave her alone now.
I mean, at the same time, too, I mean, this is all the process of working out how to work with, like, press announcements and media and things. Like, William and Kate have got to work out this is how it's going to be even, you know, worse. when they take the office, you know. The office, is that even
the
what
office?
They call it? If they take
becoming president.
When they take the big chair, you know what I'm saying?
The throne.
Yeah. It will the scrutiny will only increase.
Absolutely.
You know? So I guess they've got to work out.
Mind you, I feel like at the moment no one really cares about where Charles is.
No. I mean, to be fair, yeah, you're right.
You know, everyone's like, where's Kate? Yeah. In the meantime, Charles, I don't know. Somewhere.
Now, Fairbridge is coming back in its strange own little way. Like, they're doing a musical showcase April 7 at the Fremantle Arts Centre with some of the planned music acts that were going to be at Fairbridge.
Okay, so I hope this is happening.
Well,
because, you know, they've teased us before.
They have. Now, this is not going to be the full Fairbridge experience. It's not like you can go camp there. It's a lovely spot at the Fremantle Arts Centre, but it's no campground.
Don't recommend camping.
No, but it will give you a chance to, as they say, experience high quality world folk music. So hopefully it means that some element of Fairbridge, you know, can carry on. They'll keep
That'd
the flame alight.
Mm.
That's probably not the choice of terms to be using today.
Oh, no.
And we smashed Tassie, ladies and gentlemen. WA made the three-peat for the Sheffield Shield.
Lovely.
Which is the mark of excellence for Australia's national test cricket competition. So that's something that we can take away from
Lovely.
This situation. So there we go. That's Monday.
Nikki and DeMello's
Riddle Me This, Riddle Me That.
Riddle Me This.
Yes, it is riddle time and Jonty is here from Greenfields to take on the riddle challenge this morning. And it's a confident Jonty, isn't it? You're feeling good about this.
Yeah.
Kinda. Oh, you're backing out a little bit now.
Okay.
All right. Well, up for grabs, the Plus Plus Building Blocks kit from Sick Hobbies in Rockingham, a 1 in 4 chance to win it, if you can solve our riddle this morning, which is...
All right. What is made of wood but can't be sawn?
Is it paper?
Well, I mean...
Paper.
I suppose
yes, it was made of wood.
It's certainly not necessarily completely incorrect. It's not it's not the answer we've got here. And I suppose you could put a saw through wood. Sorry.
Through paper. Yes.
So
you're on the right track. You're very close. You're hot.
You are. You're getting
burning
so
hot.
Warm, but I can't let you have that, I'm afraid.
No, I'm sorry.
Thank you for having a crack, though, Jonty. Very close. Very close. You can always try again tomorrow. All right, Coast FM, hello.
Hey.
Hey, what's your name?
Daniel.
Hey, Daniel. What do you think the answer is?
Sawdust.
That's made from wood.
And you absolutely can't saw sawdust.
You can't, no. Goodness, no.
Already been done.
Yes.
You got it.
Nailed it. Great work. It is sawdust. You're the first one in the draw this week for our Sick Hobbies prize. Goes off on Thursday. Good luck.
You know what?
Thank you.
It goes off on your last day of school for the term.
Hey.
That's all a bit exciting.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
First off, look, in relation to the fire, I've had a request that folks stay away from Waroona Town Centre and the Oval, which is where the incident control area is, and generally to avoid Southwest Highway and any non-essential travel around the zone due to emergency vehicles. Apparently people are turning up to watch and that just gets in the way. You know, that's not helping at all.
No.
So people in the affected area can go to the evacuation centre in Pinjarra Murray Rec Centre, and there are Department of Communities folks there with, you know, support for beds and food and all that kind of stuff. There's a public meeting today too at 2 o'clock at Murray Rec Centre as well. Aside from that, Waffle is back this Easter weekend. It is Easter this weekend. It'll be double demerits before you know it.
Short week as well.
All of that. 2 short weeks, by the way.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's a grand final replay at Lang Group Stadium on Saturday as Peel Thunder host East Frio. By the way, did I notice a full moon? Yes, I did. It's the March full moon.
It was very bright.
I thought somebody left their lights on.
Yeah.
And it was like, no, it's up there. And also happening today, join Mandurah's Dolphin Research Group, Estuary Guardians and River Guardians for an evening of all things Mandurah dolphins tonight at the Mandurah Seniors and Community Centre from 6. Now, you need to register before that and you'll find a link from the What's On section of coastlive.com.au.
Check it out.
And that's more than three, and I think that'll be enough for now.
97.3
Coast FM.
Nikki and DeMello's Coast Feed. Coast Feed.
Let's
go.
Seagulls Outdoor Furniture Superstore located in Mandurah Home City or online at seagulls.com.au. And now with the latest Farm Fresh Entertainment News. Here's Nikki.
Thank you. A trailer for the Beetlejuice sequel has been released. A trailer for Beetlejuice. Yes, correct.
Okay.
Is its official title. Features Michael Keaton reprising his role as the devilish demon himself. Mm. He's joined by Winona Ryder once again and Jenna Ortega as her daughter this time round.
Perfect casting.
Yes. Justin Theroux will also appear in the movie while Catherine O'Hara reprises her role as well. Here's the teaser.
Mr. Taliban, tally me banana. Daylight come and we want to go. Daylight come and we want to go.
The juice is loose.
Well, that just encapsulates everything.
Dear, not a phrase you ever want to hear.
No.
I think.
And don't think any explanation will give you more of an idea of what's happening in that movie, by the way.
No, that's it.
That's it.
Beetlejuice is out in cinemas from September 6th. A teaser trailer has been released for a Batman spin-off series, The Penguin.
Oh.
This stars Colin Farrell as his character from The Batman, the latest Robert Pattinson-led Batman movie. So it's a spin-off of his character. So right. Here's the teaser.
When I was a kid, there was a gangster, real old school type, Rex Calabrese. He was a big deal. He helped people. He saw you on the street, he called out to you. When I'm 14 or something, he has a heart attack and dies. Still holding a cigar. In my neighborhood, they throw a parade in his honor. Can you imagine to be remembered like that?
Interesting.
No word on where and when the series will be available here in Oz yet, but it's on the way. And there's also the Batman 2 on the way too from Matt Reeves. So he's a very busy man creating this whole new Batman universe.
Okay.
And Eric Clapton's Layla artwork has sold for over $3.8 million at auction.
Wow.
Yeah, the original artwork for Eric Clapton's Layla album was expected to fetch only around $120,000 before it headed to auction. It was part of the rock and roll treasure trove of items sold by Patty Boyd, the woman at the centre of the love triangle between Beatle George Harrison and Clapton. Mm-hmm. A love letter that Clapton wrote to Boyd, who was married to Harrison at the time, has also sold for more than $190,000. So she has made some sweet, sweet coin.
Nikki and DeMello.
Back tomorrow morning from 6.
97.3 Coast FM.